Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers. You have 1 minute to look at the task below.
Hi, Laura. Can I get you a drink?
Thanks, Matt. I'd like a lemonade if they have it.
Good idea. I'll have one too, I think. Then we could sit outside, perhaps. They've got a nice view over the park, haven't they?
Yes. It's great to be away from college for a bit, isn't it?
Right. Here are the lemonades. So, I wanted to tell you about my website idea. See what you think about it.
I didn't know you were planning a website, Matt.
Neither did I before yesterday. The thing is, a friend of mine has done one. It was a really simple idea, and he's already making quite a bit of money.
But surely your college work is more important than making money at the moment?
Absolutely. That's not why I'm doing it. I actually thought it would help my college work. That's what we've been looking at in one of my business courses. It could look good on my CV, too. You know, stand me in good stead for later. Beat off some of the competition when it comes to looking for jobs.
Fair enough. But do you think it's the right time to attempt something like this? There are so many websites around. What would yours have to make it succeed? Still, if anyone could make things work, Matt, it'd be you.
Thanks. So, Laura, are you up for helping me?
Sure. As long as it doesn't take up too much time. What do you want to do? Have a look at some websites, perhaps? Or talk to your friend who's already got a successful site?
That's a good thought. But why don't we first of all make a note of all the things we can think of and then get round to doing more structured reading and consulting and so on later?
Sounds sensible. How much it's all going to cost seems something to consider.
True. Must give some thought to funding. We'll need to do market research, too, to see how much interest there'd be in the idea.
Yes, but I guess the most important thing is surely what's actually on the website. If people find it interesting, then they'll use it.
Of course, we have to pay attention to that, but I'm afraid there might be more to it, Laura. You have to make sure people find out about it. I'm sure there are loads of good sites that no one ever visits.
You haven't actually told me yet what sort of website you've got in mind. Talk me through that. It might focus my thoughts.
OK. I was thinking of something for people interested in photography. You know how I love it. We could share ideas, tips, actual photos, jokes, reviews, all sorts of things.
Sounds good, Matt. Quite a well-defined target user. That sort of person would certainly not be reluctant to use technology, but do they have any special need for a site just for them? And would it be doing anything that isn't already done elsewhere?
Well, perhaps it's a matter of making them aware of a new need.
Suppose so. Actually, come to think of it, an aunt of mine had an idea for a new handbag design, one with your own name printed on it. Everyone thought it was a crazy idea. But it actually took off and was quite successful for a year or two.
I think I remember those bags. My sister had one.
Yes, it was just a matter of dealing with the fact that women initially didn't realise they really wanted a bag like that. It could be similar for us.
I'm glad you're saying us, not you, Laura. The idea'll stand much more chance of success if you're on board. I really feel it's worth pushing forward with it now. Thank you so much. Hi, Laura. Can I get you a drink?
Thanks, Matt. I'd like a lemonade if they have it.
Good idea. I'll have one too, I think. Then we could sit outside, perhaps. They've got a nice view over the park, haven't they?
Yes. It's great to be away from college for a bit, isn't it?
Right. Here are the lemonades. So, I wanted to tell you about my website idea. See what you think about it.
I didn't know you were planning a website, Matt.
Neither did I before yesterday. The thing is, a friend of mine has done one. It was a really simple idea, and he's already making quite a bit of money.
But surely your college work is more important than making money at the moment?
Absolutely. That's not why I'm doing it. I actually thought it would help my college work. That's what we've been looking at in one of my business courses. It could look good on my CV, too. You know, stand me in good stead for later. Beat off some of the competition when it comes to looking for jobs.
Fair enough. But do you think it's the right time to attempt something like this? There are so many websites around. What would yours have to make it succeed? Still, if anyone could make things work, Matt, it'd be you.
Thanks. So, Laura, are you up for helping me?
Sure. As long as it doesn't take up too much time. What do you want to do? Have a look at some websites, perhaps? Or talk to your friend who's already got a successful site?
That's a good thought. But why don't we first of all make a note of all the things we can think of and then get round to doing more structured reading and consulting and so on later?
Sounds sensible. How much it's all going to cost seems something to consider.
True. Must give some thought to funding. We'll need to do market research, too, to see how much interest there'd be in the idea.
Yes, but I guess the most important thing is surely what's actually on the website. If people find it interesting, then they'll use it.
Of course, we have to pay attention to that, but I'm afraid there might be more to it, Laura. You have to make sure people find out about it. I'm sure there are loads of good sites that no one ever visits.
You haven't actually told me yet what sort of website you've got in mind. Talk me through that. It might focus my thoughts.
Okay. I was thinking of something for people interested in photography. You know how I love it. We could share ideas, tips, actual photos, jokes, reviews, all sorts of things.
Sounds good, Matt. Quite a well-defined target user. That sort of person would certainly not be reluctant to use technology, but do they have any special need for a site just for them? And would it be doing anything that isn't already done elsewhere?
Well, perhaps it's a matter of making them aware of a new need.
Suppose so. Actually, come to think of it, an aunt of mine had an idea for a new handbag design, one with your own name printed on it. Everyone thought it was a crazy idea. But it actually took off and was quite successful for a year or two.
I think I remember those bags. My sister had one.
Yes, it was just a matter of dealing with the fact that women initially didn't realise they really wanted a bag like that. It could be similar for us.
I'm glad you're saying us, not you, Laura. The idea'll stand much more chance of success if you're on board. I really feel it's worth pushing forward with it now. Thank you so much.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.